the president. His silence was deafening. His silence is why there is a cancer of anti-Semitism in the White House, and its purveyor is President Trump. Nothing the president said today, nothing makes that different. It was just a pathetic band-aid on a cancer, and the president and his henchman Steve Bannon, a notorious anti-Semite, have done nothing to change the circumstance.
What do you want him to do? Why don't you tell me
that way? I want to fire Steve Bannon. Second, I want this president to give a major address on anti-Semitism to the far right that is responsible for anti-Semitism in his administration. Because our president is creating an incubator of hatred. When you don't respond to anti-Semitism as well as Islamophobia and racism in real time, when you wait days and sometimes weeks to respond to attacks, you are sending a signal to the haters that hate is okay. But these incidents didn't occur to the same extent before President Trump took office. So of course we see a night and day difference. The night and day difference began with his election and accelerated with his inauguration.